低头默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 那哈利路亚，奉主圣名啊，继续我们下午第二节的课程呢。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start a second session for this afternoon.
那我们请一起唱诗第396首。
Let's sing hymn 396.
I would be true for there are those who trust me. I would be pure for there are those who care. I would be strong for there is much to suffer.
继续我们下午的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue with our afternoon studies.
我是没有想到会有这么多人留下来啦。
I did not imagine that so many people would stay behind.
我本来想说大概30个左右哈。
I thought maybe in the 30s.
然后我就可以分组讨论啊，我就不用讲课。
So I can have some discussions and I won't have to speak as much.
看来没有这么好的事情哈。
But that doesn't seem to be the case.
那下午我们想要简单因为这一次是工人的讲习会哈。
So this time it's the Holy Workers Seminar.
所以我们的着重的内容会偏向于一个工人怎么样在教会里面服事，怎么样在教会里面牧养。
And so the majority of the content will be about how a worker can serve and pastor in the church.
在教会里面工作主要是有两个部分
And so there are two main aspects of our work.
这一个就是对外宣道的工作。
And one is to evangelize.
一个是对内牧养的工作。
And the second is to do pastoral work.
这两样工作都非常重要。
And so both of these works are important.
但是它也有一个先后轻重的不同
But there is also an order or a priority.
在我个人我个人的认为
And in my personal belief,
牧养的重要性，牧养的重要性对内牧养的重要性比较大比较重要
I personally
believe that.比较紧急呀。
I personally believe that the pastoral work is more urgent.
两样都很重要，两样都很重要。
Of course, both works are important.
不管是宣道还是牧养，都是非常重要的。
Both evangelism and pastoral work are important.
但是哪一样先，哪一样后
But which comes first?
我个人认为是牧养工作在先啊。
I personally believe that the pastoral work is the priority.
为什么这么说？
So why do I say that?
不是因为我今天负责讲牧养哦。
Not because that's my topic.
所以我就觉得牧养比较重要哦。
So I think that pastoral work is
more important. 我们来看约翰福音的第二十一章啊。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音的第二十一章。
John 21.
约翰福音的第二十一章的第十一节。
John 21 verse 11。
约翰福音的第二十一章第十一节。
John chapter 21 verse 11。
那这里说，西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共一百五十三条，鱼虽这样多，网却没有。好，那这里啊，讲说啊，那个彼得去抓鱼啊。
And here talks about how Peter went to fish.
就按照神的吩咐，哇，他拉了满满一大船的鱼啊。
And according to the command of the Lord, he caught many fish.
哦，所以啊，按照神的吩咐，工作非常有果效哦。
And so according to what the Lord said, the work was very fruitful.
但是在这里啊，圣经特别又多记了一句。
But the Bible also records one extra thing.
他说，鱼虽这样多。网却没有破哦。
Although there were so many, the net was not broken.
那你要是说换个角度来看是，如果说圣经写了另外一种方法哦。
If the Bible wrote it in a different way.
拉上许多鱼。
They pulled up many fish.
网却破了一个大洞。
But the net broke a huge hole.
结果一拉上来，哇，空网。
And so then when you pull the net up, it's empty.
啊，这个神迹就完全不一样的结果了哦。
Then it will be an entire different miracle.
哦，所以为什么我觉得牧养先于宣道
？And so why do I? That's why I say that pastoral work is more important.
因为牧养本身就是补网哈，把那个网子补好的工作哈。
Because that is just like mending the net.
那宣道是一定要做的。
And of course, evangelism is necessary.
因为宣道就是去抓鱼。
Because that is to catch the fish.
但是如果你今天你的网子本身有破洞呢？
But if the net is broken,
你今天如果是有，算了，你们大概都没有捕过鱼哈。
Probably
有捕过鱼的举手。
If you have fished before, raise your hand.
真的假的？钓鱼不算啊，钓鱼不算，捕鱼用渔网啊，有吗？啊，真的，那个夜市里面捞金鱼不算啊。真的用那个网子撒这样子去抓鱼啊？哦，鲔鱼啊，这个是，破坏自然生态就是这种人啊。所以我们今天有捕过鱼就应该知道哈。
So if you have fished with a net before, you will know.
你可以很努力的去哇去围哈，去围那个渔场哦。
You can work very hard and try to surround the fish.
但是如果你在网子上破了一个大洞
，But if you have a huge hole in your net,
结果呢，你拉上来的时候啊，鱼就从洞里全部跑掉了啊。
Then when you pull the net up, all the fish will flow out through the hole.
今天呢，宣教牧养教会的工作也是一样啊。
So that is the same with the evangelism pastoral work.
你可以很努力的去宣道
，You can evangelize very diligently,
拼命抓鱼把人带进来
，and catch many fish and many people.
但是如果你本身的网破了一个大洞
，But if your net has a huge hole in it,
教会里有个大的破口
，and the church has a huge
那这样子，这个网进来的鱼就会从洞中溜走。
Then the fish will all escape through the hole.
什么叫做牧养
？So what does it mean to a pastor?
牧养就是把教会这一张大网把它补好。
It is to mend all the holes in the net.
使得信徒当中彼此联络的整齐。
And so that the members can communicate orderly.
所以捕进来的鱼就会愿意能够留在里面。
So that the fish that are caught can remain.
我们今天如果带一个慕道者来教会哈
，When we bring a truth seeker to church，
这是一件很美好的事情。
That is a wonderful thing.
你已经打了一百通电话，他终于愿意来教会啦。
And after 100 phone calls, he finally agrees to come to church.
结果他走到会堂的门口
，But then he comes to the door of church.
看到两个信徒扭成一团打架。
And he sees two members fighting.
你想他会进来吗
？Would he come in?
你想他会信主吗
？Would he believe in the Lord?
马上就溜走了。
He will leave immediately.
这就是网出了大破洞。
And that is the hole in the net.
结果这个信徒来到一个慕道者来到教会。
So when a true seeker comes to church,
听道理感到非常感动。
And is very moved by the sermon.
觉得信耶稣真好。
And believes that feels that believing in the Lord is great.
看到你们大家都长得好像好人。
And sees that everyone looks like good people.
啊，结果啊，吃饭的时候啊，哇，就没有人理他。
But during lunchtime, everyone ignores him.
为什么这些好人都没有人要理我呢？
Why are all these people ignoring me?
啊，我坐下来啊，他们就走掉了。
And when I sit down, everyone else leaves.
从头到尾没有一个人跟我讲话。
And no one speaks a word to me.
这是什么？这是一个破洞哦。
And that is also a hole.
我印象很深哦。
And I have a deep impression.
我有一次回台湾哦。
Once when I returned to Taiwan.
我离开台湾好几年了，回去台湾的南部啊。
I had left Taiwan for many years and I went to the south of Taiwan.
啊，结果啊，到了一间教会啊。
And I went to a church.
他们刚好在办学生联谊会哦。
It was their student spiritual convocation.
所以啊，有一些年轻人啊，一些辅导员在后面啊，后面的那个桌子啊，在后面，在会堂的后面啊。
And so at the back of the chapel, there were some counselors.
啊，在那边聊天哦，吃东西啊。
They were having a meal and conversing.
啊，我一个都不认识。
I didn't know any of them.
啊，我是因为我表哥我堂哥约我在那边见面啊。
Because my cousin said that I should meet him there.
啊，结果我就想说，哎，这是年轻人啊，哦，我那时候也很年轻啊，啊。都是年轻人啊，就进去了、
哦。And I thought, oh, we're all youth, and that time I was pretty young, so I also joined them.
我就坐下来。
I sat down.
我还来不及讲话、哦。
And before I said a word,
他们聊天聊得很开心啊。
They were all happily talking.
突然一片死寂。
All of a sudden, it became silent.
大家都在看我。
And everyone was looking at me.
因为不认识嘛。
Because they didn't know me.
算了，没关系，不认识就算了嘛，对，没关系嘛，我自我介绍可以吧
？So I said, it's okay if they don't know me. I can introduce myself.
我还来不及自我介绍啊。
But before I could introduce myself,
坐在我旁边那个板，坐在那个圆凳上，这样噔噔噔就移到旁边去了。
The person sitting next to me just moved right away.
他们全部都移到另外一个角落。
And everyone else moved to the other side of the table.
还有人顺手把所有的零食全部都拿走了。
And also, someone moved all the snacks away from me.
太过分了啊！
That was way too much.
哦，所以这是我的自己的一个很深的体验啊。
So that was a deep impression that I had.
如果今天我是慕道朋友啊
，If I was a friend to this church,
你觉得如果是我是一个慕道朋友，我会有什么感觉
？How would I feel?
啊、哦，你觉得主耶稣最后会不会跟他们算账？一定会的啦。
And will the Lord ask them to pay this debt at the end? The Lord definitely will.
哦，所以啊，如果教会里的牧养工作做不好
，And so if the pastoral work is not done well,
你可以带很多人进来教会，但是全部都会流走啊。
You can bring many people to church, but none of them will stay.
如果他教会进来教会感受不到人的爱
，If they cannot feel the love in this church,
如果他进来教会看不到信耶稣的好
，If they cannot see why it is good to believe in Jesus,
如果他看不到大家脸上的笑容
，If they cannot see the smile on everyone's face,
看到一个基督徒的友善。
The good of the Christian.
他为什么要留在教会里面
？Why would he remain in church?
所以今天你的表现会影响一个人会不会信耶稣啊
？And so your behavior will affect whether a person will believe in Jesus.
这就是牧养的重要哈。
And that is the importance of a pastoral work.
所以我们今天这个牧养的工作是在我们每一个人的身上。
And so this work is on all of us.
不是只有传道、长职负责人啊。
Not only on pastors or elders or board members.
而是我们每一个信徒都可以成为牧养工作的一部分。
But every single member can be a part of this pastoral work.
当然啊，当然哈。
And of course,
你也可以成为教会破口的一部分啊。
You can also be the one who breaks the net.
你自己选嘛。
You have a choice.
有时候啊，我们很努力的做破口啊。
And sometimes we work very hard to make a hole in the net.
好像每个安息日不惹点事情，日子很难过啊，全身痒啊。
That if you don't make a scene every Sabbath, you will feel very strange.
哦，但是有的信徒就不是这样子了、哦。
But some members are different.
他们的存在就是教会稳定最大的帮助。
That when they are in the church, they will help stabilize the church.
慕道者一看到他啊，就想要信耶稣啦。
That when a true seeker looks at that person, they will want to believe in Jesus.
啊，这个教会就会发展。
And then that church will grow.
这个牧养的工作就会做得美好。
And then that pastoral work can be done wonderfully.
哦，所以我们要先问问自己啊。
So we should ask ourselves.
请问我是哪一种人
？Which kind of person am I？
啊，我是那个破口呢
？Am I the one who makes the hole？
还是我是那个结实的网子呢
？Or am I the sturdy net？
教会的工作，因为我们今天讲牧养工作的简单介绍哈。
And so we are talking about the overview of the pastoral.
作为一个教会的牧养，教会的牧养主要有四项工作哈。
And so there are four main aspects of this work.
应该讲说教会其实主要有四项工作了哈。
Or we can say that church has four main works.
你们都有拿到那个 folder 嘛，对不对？都有拿到那个 folder 哈。
We've all had the folder of the notes.
啊，不用看了，一点用都不是。 不用看了，我从来不照那个，我从来不照 folder 讲课的哦。
So I'm not following the notes.
啊，但是我希望你们回去哦，能够看一看里面的内容。
But when you go back home, you can look at the content.
因为那个 folder 那个里面的资料是把很多的内容浓缩成几页啊。
Because that will condense much content.
哦，所以我们不可能在一节课讲这么多东西啊。
So we cannot cover that much in one class.
所以希望每一个有心服事的回去都要把里面的资料看一看。
So if you have the heart to serve, you should go back home and read that the material.
那我们今天只从里面挑一小段出来分享哈。
And only talk about a brief portion.
作为教会的一个服事啊，作为教会的工人啊，有什么样的主要工作啊
？So what are the main works in church?
第一个叫做固守，固守。
Helper.
Operation. 固守哈。
Operators.
Operation.
Operation.
啊，第二个叫做计划。
Plan. Planning.
第三个叫做栽培。
To help grow,
cultivate,
cultivate.
第四个叫做拓展
，to expand,
expand. 啊，那这是主要教会工人的四项主要的工作哦。
So these are the four main works.
啊，这个我们不是在讲细节，我们不讲细节啊。
We're not talking about the details.
你不要讲说，哎呀，还要打扫，还要煮饭，还要清扫教，我们不讲这些的哈。
Say, oh, we have to sweep and cook and all of that. We're not talking about those.
我们讲说教会里面一个工作人员必须。要参与注重的四项主要工作。
We're talking about the four main important works that workers must participate in.
第一个叫做固守，就是维持教会的运作。
And the first is the operation, which is to maintain the operation of the church.
我们来看一下箴言的第三十一篇啊。
Can look at Proverbs 31.
箴言的第三十一篇。
Proverbs 31.
箴言的第三十一篇的第二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27.
箴言的三十一篇二十七节。
Proverbs 31, verse 27.
二十七节，他观察家务，并不吃闲饭。二十八节。
28.
他的儿女起来称他有福，他的丈夫也称赞他。第二十九节。
29.
说才德的女子很多，唯有你超过一切。三十节。
30.
艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏神的妇女必得称赞。三十一节。
31.
他愿他享受操作所得的，愿他的工作在城门口荣耀他。那这里啊是。箴言的最后一篇啊。
So this is the last chapter of Proverbs.
那箴言的最后一篇很有意思啊。
And it's very meaningful.
他最后一篇居然是讲一个妇人啊。
Let's talk about a woman.
因为觉得很奇怪啊，箴言写了一堆啊，怎么最后面是用一个妇人的工作来做结尾呢
？You may feel that it's strange. There's so much in Proverbs. Why is this portion about the woman, the conclusion.
啊，因为从最后面这里啊开始讲一个叫才德的妇人啊。
Because here it talks about a wise woman.
那形容了她很多很多的工作哦。
And it describes all the work that she does.
最后说她观察家务不吃闲饭啊。
And then it also says she watches over the ways of the household.
为什么好好的一个箴言用一个管不是管家婆，用一个管理家务的妇人做结尾哦，真是难措辞啊。
So why is it that Proverbs is concluded with this woman who watches over the household?
他到底在讲什么
？What is it talking about?
他是在讲一个女人吗
？Is it actually talking about a woman?
不是哦，不是哦。
No.
他最后面这里在讲什么
？What is it actually talking about?
讲一个好工人。
It's talking about a good worker.
哦，所以这是箴言有智慧的结，用智慧的结尾啊，叫做一个有品德的好工人啊。
And so that is the wise conclusion. A wise woman.
哦，所以在这里你看，他形容他很多很多很多很好的榜样哦。
And so it describes much of her good examples.
从第十节到第二十六节都在讲他做了什么事，做了什么事，做了什么事啊。
From verses 10 through 31, it talks about what she does.
但是最后二十七节哈，所有工作最后的一项，最重要的一项啊。
But then in verse 27, after all the work, the most important last work.
叫做他观察家务不吃闲饭。 闲饭啊。
It's that she watches over the ways of the household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
哦，所以啊，我们今天要问问自己啊。
So we should ask ourselves.
我是不是一个才德的妇人啊
？Am I this wise woman?
我是不是一个好工人
？Am I a good worker?
好工人可以做很多事情啊。
A good worker can do many things.
哦，你可以什么？啊，这里有很多啊，什么可以织衣、纺纱、织衣、分派食物、买田地，你可以做很多啊。
You can make clothes and buy food and so on. So
但是在这里最重要，才德的工人、才德的妇人最重要的一点叫做观察家务啊。
But、the most important thing that the wise woman does is watch over the ways of the household.
叫做随时观察教会里有哪些需要哦。
And that is to observe what the needs of the church are.
那、啊、这是教会里做工人的第一优先的要求啊。
And so that is the most important requirement of a worker
叫做维持教会的运作啊
to maintain the operation of the church
你可能觉得说这是负责人的工作
you may feel that is the work of the board members
是的这是负责人的工作、哦、
and it is so、
哦、所以作为负责人的我们必须要仔细观察家务啊
and so board members should watch over the ways of the household、
哦、有的教会的负责人啊他觉得说啊哎呀只要不倒就好了
and some board members may feel that as long as church does notcollapse then it's okay.
啊，只要没有烧掉就可以啦。
As long as it doesn't burn up, it's okay.
日复一日，年复一年啊，不停的就是这样循环啊。
Yeah, year after year, it just goes on like this.
这个不叫观察家务啊。
That is not what is called watching over the ways of the household.
因为一个好的负责人，他会不断的去思考哦。
Because a good board member will continue
的去观察、
哦、continue to observe
观察教会里面有哪部分、啊、是需要改进的
to see what needs improvement、
啊、去观察哪些人是需要关心的
to see who needs to be cared for
宗教教育的老师也是一样啊
and it's the same for RE teachers
如果今天的宗教教育系跟十年前一点都没有变
and if the RE department has not changed from 10 years ago
只有两个可能
then there are two possibilities
第一个可能十年前的宗教教育系就已经完美了。
First was that 10 years ago the RE department was already perfect.
这是基本上不可能的事情啊。
Of course, that's probably impossible.
学生在变，老师在变，怎么可能一直维持一样呢
？Students change, teachers change, so it's impossible to maintain.
哦，所以第二个可能
，So the second possibility
就是没有用心观察家务。
We are not diligently observing the ways of the household.
哦，所以啊，如果你每次问啊，啊，这个教宗教教育怎么样啊
？So if you ask how's RE?
Oh, the same, the same.
It's the same.
Oh, it's 很好，很好，永远每个月都很好。
And every month it's good, it's good.
可能是因为我们没有观察家务哦。
And maybe we are not watching the ways of the household.
哦，所以一个好的工人他会不断的去观察有没有什么需要改进的地方。
And so a good worker will observe to see if there are any areas that are in need.
哦，所以啊，教会的工人啊，必须要随时去调整教会的资源的运用哦。
And so the worker must adjust how resources are used.
因为教会里面资源差不多是固定的
，because the resources remain about the same。
教会里面能用的工人，能用的不管各方面的啊，这资源大概都是固定的哈、啊。
So resources remain relatively the same。
你怎么样把这些有限的资源，把它分用最好的方式把它分配到各个地方
？And so how do you use this limited resources and allocate it properly?
你怎么把你手上有的人才把它放到正确的位置
？And how do you assign the right people to the right work?
哦，这个就是考验一个教会领导者的智慧啊。
And that will test the wisdom of a leader in the church.
考验班负责，考验系负责的智慧啊。
The coordinators.
哦，所以啊，那第一啊、哦，所以第一啊、哦，作为一个教会的负责人啊，你必须要随时观察。
And so board members should always be observing.
啊，但是只有负责人需要观察吗
？But is it only the board members?
也不是哦。
No.
我们来看一下约翰福音啊、哦。
Let's turn to the book of John.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第二章。
Chapter two.
约翰福音的第二章
John chapter 2
第一节
Verse 1
第一节
Verse 1
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席耶稣的母亲在那里第二节
Verse 2
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴宴第三节
Verse 3
酒用尽了耶稣的母亲对他说他们没有酒了 那这里是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹啊。
And so this is the first miracle that Jesus performed.
那是谁发？他说酒没有啦。
And they found out there was no more wine.
这当时候在当时的婚那个结婚典礼没有酒是大事情啊。
And it was a big, big.
是很丢脸的事情啊。
It was a very embarrassing thing if there was no wine at the wedding.
可能会被笑一辈子的、啊。
It would probably be made fun of for entire life.
哦，所以这么大的事情是谁发现的
？And so who discovered that there was no more wine?
很奇怪呀、啊，耶稣的母亲发现的啊。
Strangely, it was the mother of Jesus.
是来谁来找耶稣帮忙的
？And who asked Jesus for help?
是耶稣的母亲来找他帮忙的啊。
It was the mother of Jesus.
这又不是，这是谁要结婚
？And whose wedding was it?
这是这一对新郎新娘的婚礼啊。
It was that couple.
还有管筵席的啊。
And then the master of the ceremony.
这里面还有很多 banquet, 然后 master of banquet, 然后
of the banquet.
哦，结果还有里面很多仆人啊。
And also many servants.
为什么谁都没有发现啊？就是让耶稣的母亲发现啊。
How come no one else discovered this except the mother of Jesus?
为什么是耶稣的母亲来处理这件事情的、啊、
？Why was it the mother of Jesus who took care of this matter?
因为她观察。
Because she was observant.
哦，所以啊，这可以跟他可以说，哎，我是平信徒，跟我无关啊。
She should have said this has nothing to do with me.
哦、这 又不是我的小孩结婚。
She said, "It's not my the wedding of my children."
哦，跟我什么关系啊？又不是我家的事情。
So what is it to me?
哎呀，别人会处理啦。
Others will take care of it.、
哦、没有啊，他去观察，找到问题，并且想办法解决啊。
But instead, she was observant, found the problem, and found also the solution.、
哦、所以今天教会要运作健全，需要每个信徒的参与啊。
And so to maintain the operation requires the observance of all the members.
所以我们不要说啊，这是负责人的事。
We shouldn't just say, "Oh, that's the work of the board members."
这是传道的事。
Oh, that's the work of the pastor.
你地上看到脏脏的啊、哦，这里有纸屑，那里有垃圾。
Now, if you see trash on the floor,
这是今天第几组打扫？第三组的事啊。
That is the work of Group 3 today.
如果今天你看到地上有一张纸屑
，If you see some trash on the floor，
在会堂里面
，In the chapel，
只有你注意到了
，And only you see it，
你可以轻松的走过说那是第三组的事情啊。
You can walk past at ease and say, "Oh, that is the work of Group 3."
我可以跟你保证，你的信仰有问题啊。你的信仰有问题。
I guarantee there's something wrong with your faith.
绝对有问题啊。
There's a definite problem.
不管你道理多懂啊，不管你道理多懂。
No matter how much truth you understand.
如果你能够毫无感受的说那是别人家的事就走掉啊。
If you
你的信仰有问题啊。
If you can walk away without feeling and say it's someone else's business, then you have a problem with your faith.
因为这是你的家。
Because this is your home.
哦，所以啊，今天啊，所以啊。当教会要运作，需要每一个人的付出。
So the operation of the church requires the work of every member.
哦，需要观察家务啊。
We need to observe the ways of the household.
所以如果我们有什么意见哦
，So if we have any suggestions,
我们可以提出来。
We can raise them.
然后大家一起来努力啊。
And then everyone can work harder.
但是主耶稣的母亲观察。
But the mother of Jesus observed.
主耶稣的母亲发觉。
And then the mother of Jesus raised the point.
主耶稣的母亲处理。
And then she took care of the matter.
她发现问题，她观察环境，发现问题，找到耶稣来处理啊。
She observed the environment, found the problem, and found Jesus to resolve it.
所以我们也是一样啊。
And it is the same for us.
啊，不要啊，意见一大堆，建议没半点。
We shouldn't just have a bunch of a lot of opinions and complaints, but not have any suggestions.
哦，不但要找出问题，还要想想说我可以怎么样帮助教会更好。
And not only should we find what the problem areas are, we should also figure out how to solve them.
不是找出一堆问题叫你们负责人去做啊，不是的。
It's not just finding where the problems are and telling the board members to take care of them.
我可以帮什么忙
？But rather to say what can I help with?
啊，第二哈。
And second.
我们刚刚讲说教会就是固守啊，再来是计划啊。
And second work is to plan.
那教会里面的工人啊，不是只有维持它的运作啊。
And so the workers do not just maintain the operation of the
church. 你必须要有想法，你希望把教会带到哪一个方向啊
？You should also have a plan of the direction for the church.
我们常讲啊，靠神引领，靠神引领嘛，对不对
？We always say rely on the guidance of the Lord.
对
，That's correct.
是要靠神引领啊。
That's what we should do.
但是不要让这句话变成一种脱卸责任的借口啊。
But we should not use that as an excuse to put aside work.
不用脑，不去想，不准备，不计划。
That we don't have to think about anything or plan about anything.
那个不叫做有信心靠神。
And that's not what is called faith in God.
那个叫做不负责任鬼混。
And that is to escape your responsibilities.
这应该没有录吧？有录吗？等一下把它洗掉。哦，真的。 圣工要有计划的、
啊。And in our holy work, we should have plans.
使徒行传里面在讲哦，使徒保罗他们出去工作都有计划的、
啊。In Acts, when Paul went out for his missionary work, he had plans.
我想去哪里？我要去哪里？我要看谁
？That I will go here and here and see this and that person.
他们都有一定的计划的。
And they had a plan.
啊，然后在祷告，求神引领，看神啊，这是不是你要我们去的地方
？And then in prayer, they asked God if that was His will.
要不要计划？要。
So they needed to plan.
啊、要计划再加上要祷告
and then they had to pray.
然后求神引领正确的方向、啊、
so that God will guide them in the correct direction.
所以一个好的工人一定是思考的
and so a good worker will think a lot.
一定看得清楚我今天站在哪里
will understand where the current situation is.
我一年之后想要在哪里
and what they want to accomplish in the next year.
我五年之后要站在哪里
and where they want to be in the next 5 years.
这就是短期、中期、长期的计划、哦、
and that is short, middle, and long-term planning.
所以要动脑啊，负责人教会的工作你要思考的。
And so for workers of church must consider the work of the
church. 不一定是负责人啊、哦、
and not only the board members.
你也可能是被托付啊，你可能是负责啊，你去带宗教教育啊，你去训练工人啊，你去带社青班啊。
Or you may be responsible for different fellowship.
请问你要把这个班级带到哪个方向？
So which direction do you want to take this fellowship?
所以教会的工作要有计划。
And so the work of the church needs planning.
啊，不但要有计划，而且要懂得沟通啊。
And besides planning, there also needs to be communication.
啊，什么叫沟通？就是开会啦，哈。
So that means meetings.
哦，所以说啊，有人说哇，教会里面会怎么那么多，开不完的会。
And some may say, why are there so many meetings in church?
开不完的会也是有问题的。
And if there are unending meetings, then that is also a problem.
哦，开会开很久也是有问题的。
And very long meetings is also a problem.
哦，所以有时候我看到有的负责人会要开5个小时啊，很可怕。
And sometimes board members will have 5-hour meetings.
哦，所以一想到要开负责人会，负责人就肚子痛。肚子痛，我要进医院。
So whenever they think that, oh, there's another board member meeting, they feel sick.
如果一天到晚都在开会
，if there are meetings all the time，
如果每次开会都开很长
，and every meeting is very long，
那、啊、这是工人对开会没有概念啊。
Then that means the workers do not have a correct concept of meetings.、
啊、在开会当中，重点是什么？沟通协调啊。
And the most important, part of meetings is to communicate and 协调。
Cooperate,
and cooperate.
Coordinate.
Or coordinate.
而不是在谈论细节啊。
It's not just to talk about the details.
哦，有一次我去参加一个在西岸的时候参加一个会议啊。
And I once attended a meeting in the West Coast.
参加到我站起来，我不开了，走了啊。
Until I stood up and say, I'm leaving.
那时候脾气很坏，没有做传道就是这样啊。
And at that time I had a bad temper and I wasn't a pastor yet.
那开什么？几个教会的系负责的联席会议啊。那是很重要的会议啊。
It was a meeting for board members of different all the RE coordinators in the church area.
所以四个教会的系负责全部都到了。
And so there were the coordinators from 4 different churches.
哦，所以要办活动啊，办活动很好啊。
And they wanted to arrange or plan an activity.
花了一个多小时在讨论哪个教会要分配带什么吃的。气死我了！
They spent over an hour discussing which church will bring what to eat.
那个叫搞不清楚状况啊。
And so that was because they didn't understand what the point of the meeting was.
开会没有人这样子开的啦。
And no one should have a meeting like that.
哦，什么层级的会议就要讨论什么层级的内容哦。
The level of the meeting will decide what the level of the content is.
负责人会绝对不讨论细节。
If it is the board member meeting, it shouldn't be about the tiny details.
因为细节是各部自己要去处理协调的。
Because that should be decided by each individual group.
就像班负责会议，宗教教育系的班负责会议不讨论细节一样啊。
And like the RE coordinator meeting should not be discussing on the little details.
所以系负责给大方向。
And so the coordinator should come up with the main direction.
在班负责会议分配工作。
And then the class head teacher will divide the work.
结果班负责跟他的老师再去协调 detail 哈，再去协调细节。
And then the head teacher will figure out all the details along with all the other teachers in that grade.
这样子才会有效率啊。
And then that can be more effective.
所以绝对没有在高层级的会议讨论细节的，没有的。
And so it should not be at the high level meeting that all the details are discussed.
所以今天如果负责人会啊，要说啊，我们要去什么啊，街头步道，要去街头步道啊。
So if the board member meet about passing out flyers at the street fair.
好，请不要讨论谁要带什么吃啊。
Shouldn't be discussing who will bring what to eat.
指派一个人，总务你负责去协调，就是这样子，就跳过去了。
And just say, oh, general affairs, you can take care of that.
你要带鸡腿啊，还是要带鸡翅膀啊？谁管你啊？
So it doesn't matter if you bring chicken wings or drumsticks.
那些不重要。
That's not the important point.
哦，所以开会要有概念哦。
So we should have a correct concept when.
所以教会要有计划。
So the church should plan.
教会要有沟通。
And it should communicate.
教会更要能够执行。
And also to cast it out, carry it out.
好，教会里面最怕就是开会开一堆啊，做事没半个啊。
The worst is if there are tons of meetings, but not a single work is done.
所以到最后，所有的会议都成为什么纸上作业啊 ，on paper only 啊，纸上作业啊。
So then, the result of all the meetings is just on paper.
那这是不可以的。
It shouldn't be like that.
这种会议叫做浪费时间啊。
Because that is a waste of time.
啊，不管是什么样的架构哈，不管你是负责人会还是宗教教育系，都是一样的啊。
So no matter which sort of meeting, it's the same.
有计划。就必须要去推动。
If there is a plan, then it should be executed.
不然讲的都是废话。
And otherwise, it's all for nothing.
宁愿说的少，但是样样都做了。
It's better to say less, but finish everything.
也不要讲的天花乱坠，一项都不做。
Rather than saying much and doing nothing.
啊，我要做这个，我想做那个，还要这样，还要那样啊！讲了十年之后还是这样啊。
You say you want to do many things, but after 10 years, you don't.Don't do a thing.
这叫浪费时间啊！
Because that is a waste of time.
宁愿一次推出一个计划啊，但是真正去把它执行出来。
It's better to just have one plan and to fully execute it.
也不要讲了一堆都做不到哦。
Instead of saying so much and not doing a thing.
所以教会还要计划啊。
So the church should plan.
那教会还有一个重要的工作叫栽培人才啊。
And then it should cultivate workers.
这个是我个人认为教会里面最最重要的一个部分啊。
I personally believe that's the most important part.
21世纪什么是最大的资源
？And in the 21st century, what is the most abundant resource?
就是不是 abundant 啊 ，the most precious 啊 ，the most important 啊
，the most important resource
就是人才啊。
That is manpower.
所以你看那个世界上各个公司啊都在争夺人才的争夺战啊。
And so many companies are fighting for workers.
哦，所以教会里面也是一样啊。
And so it's the same in church.
你教会里面需要有一个永续经营的概念啊，永续叫 continuation 啊，永续经营的概念啊。
You should have this concept of continuation.
哦，就是教会是一代又一代，一代又一代一直下去的啊。
That the church should continue generation by generation.
那到什么时候我们不知道，到耶稣再临吧。
It will continue until Jesus comes again.
啊，但是它是有一段时间的。
But there is a period of time.
所以怎么样维持教会一直不断的稳定的运作呢
？So how can you continue to maintain the operation of the church?
就是人才的栽培。
It's the cultivation of the workers.
我个人认为这是教会负责人最重要的一项工作啊。
I personally believe that's the most important work of the board members.
教会里面最重要的工作哦，两个啦啊。我个人认为教会里面最重要的工作是两个啊。
So there are two most important works.
是负责人必须要全心投入的两个部分啊。
That the board members should put all their effort into.
一个叫做宗教教育。
And first is religious education.
因为宗教教育决定教会将来的希望哦。
Because that determines the future hope of the church.
一个叫做栽培人才。
And second is to cultivate workers.
栽培人才决定教会将来的实力啊。
Because that will determine the effectiveness the potential of church.
哦，所以啊，今天啊，作为一个教会的工人啊
，and so as a worker in church,
你有三在人才的训练，在人才上面你有三个工作啊。
There are three works for cultivation.
第一个叫做人才的发掘。
Discover a new manpower.
教会很多人不代表有很多人力。
And just because there are many people does not mean that there are many workers.
不代表有很多人才。
Does not mean that there's as much talent.
这都需要去花时间去找出来的、啊。
You need time to discover this.
哦，所以呀、啊，有些你发觉有些教会很有活力啊。
You feel that some churches are very lively.
那、啊、有些教会就是这样子，就是这样子，一直转啊。
That they will continue in cycles.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们有没有在发掘新的工人啊？
Because they are discovering new workers.
有时候啊，有的教会工人够啊，我觉得我够了。
And some churches feel that they have enough workers.
是的，你今天可能够了。
And perhaps indeed that today there is enough.
五年以后呢
？But what about in 5 years?
那有时候我们做负责人啊，眼光要长远一点啊，不要只管今天啊。
So we should be able to look in the future and not just worry about today.
哦，我今天有饭吃，我管他明天有没有饭吃啊。
That oh, I have food to eat today. Forget about tomorrow.
我今天有翻译，三年之后你有没有翻译啊？
If there are interpreters today, will there still be in 3 years?
这是考验一个负责人的眼光啊。
And so that will test the vision of a worker.
所以必须第一什么，随时寻找人才。
And so first is to continually look for new workers.
教会各项工作的人才你都要去发掘。
And workers in all aspects of church work.
而不要只是啊，不要只是说啊，有人就好，有人不够的、啊。
It's not just enough just to have people.
那、啊、第二是需要有训练啊。
And second is to have training.
一个最不负责任的事情就是没有训练就要求服事啊。
And the most irresponsible thing is to ask someone who is not trained to work.
那、啊、我之前有遇到啊，有一个信徒跟我说、啊。
And previously, a member told me.
他说啊，他再也不要上台了。
That he doesn't want to go on the pulpit anymore.
因为他说有一次啊，他就进去会堂啊，就到教会啊。
Because once he came to church.
结果那个负责人就跟他说啊。
And the board member said to him.
啊，说啊，我就派你，你就今天你就上去翻译啦。
Today you'll go up and interpret.
从来没有训练过。
But he had never been trained before.
也一点心理准备都没有。
And he was not prepared in his heart.
就被逼上去了。
So he was forced to go up.
哦，这不叫做训练啊。
So that is not training.
我们有时候说啊，这个叫震撼教育哦，那个 stunt， 那种 stunt training 哈、哦。有时候说震撼教育说啊，让你吓一吓啊，以后就会用心了啊。
So some say that is to shock you as training.
啊，其实没有这种事情的啦。
But there is no such thing.
这只是一个不负责任的借口而已啊。
That is just an excuse of an irresponsible person.
一定要训练才是负责任啊！
Because it is to train a person, and then that is being responsible.
但是训练需要花时间。
But of course, training requires time.
所以我有遇到过有的负责人不喜欢训练工人啊，他说太浪费时间啊。
So some board members do not like to train workers because they feel it's a waste of time.
啊，第一，你看我现在有很多人啊。
First of all, there are many people already.
啊，第二啊，不够我就跟别人借就好啦。
And if we don't have enough, then we will borrow from other churches.
啊，结果啊，没有多久以后啊。没有多久以后啊，啊，他们没剩几个工人啊。
But then after a short period of time, they had few workers left.
因为他们专门用别人啊训练好的工人。
Because they like to use the workers from other churches.
哦，已经在别的教会训练好，刚好来这里读书的、啊。
And they have been trained at other churches, and they just so came here for their studies.
很好用，别人训练好了，当然很好用啊。
And of course, it's very useful that they were already trained by others.
啊，但是我们自己 local 的呢
But what about the local church?
有没有训练一下自己当地的啊？
Have they trained any of their local members?
因为来的会走。
Because those who come will also leave.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，眼光要长远。
And so we should have a long distant vision.
哦，作为教会的工人啊，那个训练新工人是非常重要的、啊。
And so it's important to train new workers.
那、啊、这个需要很长的时间呢、啊。
And that requires time.
翻译通常训练一年以上。
Interpretation goes through 1 year of training.
领会甚至需要两年以上。
And for giving a sermon, it'll be 2 years.
这个才是比较负责任啊，一步一步啊，把对方把让他们预备好。
And so that is a more responsible way of letting the workers be more prepared.
然后寻找机会啊，让他能够练习。
And also to find opportunities for them to practice.
这才是一种负责任的训练模式啊。
And that is the responsible model of training.
你今天绝对不能说、啊。今天就你了、啊、你上来领会、啊、这是不可以的、啊。
Shouldn't just be, oh, you will give a sermon today.
你上来翻译、啊、就你了。
Or you will interpret today.
这是不负责任的做法、哦、
Because that is irresponsible.、
哦、所以今天教会的训练的工作、哦、
And so the training work of church.
啊、是需要付出心血去培养的、哦、
Requires effort.、
哦因为你今天的训练 你今天的训练会决定教会将来有多少可以用的工人。
Because what you train today will decide how many workers you have in the future.
更不要觉得说我今天已经很够了。
You should not feel that I already have enough.
永远都不够的。
There's never enough.
你说你很够了。
If you say there is enough.
你会教会11个翻译够不够？
Are 11 interpreters enough?
这跟别的地方比起来很多啦。
If you compare to other churches, that is a lot.
跟波士顿比起来很多。
If you compare to Boston,
真的，你比起来纽约能够翻译的人很多啊。
And so in comparison, in New York, there are many interpreters.
你真的觉得很多吗？
But do you feel that it's actually much?
要是哪个谁谁谁毕业了，搬走个两户啊。
If two families move away.
要是那个谁，要是哪一那什么时候我们纽约分社啦
？Or if we separate out into different service areas.
你确定你还有很多吗
？Are there still enough?
所以训练的工作叫做永续经营啊。
And so the training work is for continuation.
是哦，不管你手上有多少资源，你都要有一个人才的储备啊。
That no matter how much resources you have, you should always have more.Prepared.
之前在 Cerritos 教会的时候，我是负责训练翻译的啊。
So before when I was in Cerritos Church, I was responsible for interpretation training.
我们那时候的可以随时上台的有十个。
And at that time, we had 10 who could interpret at any time.
能够英翻中的有六个。
And then from those who could interpret from English to Chinese were
6. 我们第二轮的就是还在训练中的有七个。
And then we had 7 in training.
这就是一个正常一个教会储备人才的模式啊。
And so that is the normal model of preparing workers.
即使这样子，我们那时候还准备第三批的训练啊。
And we also had a third round of training.
那时候 Cerritos 只有六七十个人而已啊。
And at that time there was only 60 or 70 members in Cerritos Church.
我们的翻译小组有15个人以上啊。
And then in our interpretation training group there were over 15 people.
我们的宗教那时候宗教教育系每一季都有一次 J2 的翻译练习啊。
And in the RA department, every
两次 J2 两次啊。
Every quarter, there will be two times where the J2 students will practice interpretation.
J1 也有一次啊。
And then J1 will also have one time for practice.
为什么这样子做
？So why did we do that?
所以从 J1 开始，他就已经开始有一个概念，什么叫翻译
？Because from J1, the students will begin to have this concept of what it is to interpret.
J2 就已经开始有点练习。
And then in J2 they will have more practice.
等他到大学就要进入翻译小组来开始被操练啊。
And then when they enter college, they will enter that training group to begin training.
你说我手上的人够不够？很多啊，太够了。
And so do you say I have enough workers? I do have many workers.
但是永远都要继续的训练啊。
But we will always continue to train.
所以作为一个教会的工人啊。
So as a worker in church.
人才决定将来教会的活力。
The manpower determines the effectiveness of church.
宗教教育决定将来人数这个基数啊，人力的多少啊。
And the RE determines how many workers we can have.
好的宗教教育长大留在教会的信徒多。
Because if there is good religious education, there will be more members remaining in church.
那能够选择工人的范围就大。
And then there is a greater pool to select from workers.
这是教会工作至关重要的两点啊。
So that is the two important works in church.
所以我们这一节就到这边。
So this will conclude our session.
我们一起默祷啊。
Let's all pray in silence.